Yeah, what I wanted to share with you is effectively, maybe you've seen Alan's document, the summary document, the one page.
Yes,
which is,
I actually have it just next to me. So.
Yeah, and I think that's brilliant. Say, and the choice is, say, what I've done is, what I have done is updated Paul's document a little bit, in the sense of the bit what the CWG is now proposing is the extract from the chair's document that is included in the final or in the published document. So that turns into a six-pager. If you would combine the two, you end up in a six-and-a-half-pager, or it's a five-and-a-half-pager, which would provide you probably with the real core of the proposal from Alan, then a bit on the background, etc., a kind of FAQ that Paul has kindly prepared, and the bit of which is a bit more expanded, the explanation included in the chair's overview of the final report. That would be, say, and you can split out whatever you want. You can either decide as a group to send out Alan's summary document, the one-pager. You can decide the Paul's document, but that is not, say, Paul's original one. That is not updated. Or my suggestion would be to do the combined one, which Alan, again, reviewed as well. And that's the one I wanted to share, but it looks like I'm not able to do it yet. So I think that was the first bit of community paper, the document to be sent. So let me try to share it again. Over to you, Stefan.
But just to ask you, we see something else on the screen talking about is the NTIA responsible for internet or whatever.
Yeah.
But that is not what you intend to show, right? Or
no. No, that's not the document I wanted to show,
okay.
But I needed to. Okay. I need to say just before the call. Let me try to do it again. Where is it, Leo?
But Riff, I don't know if I didn't listen carefully enough, but the combined document is Paul's document that you have worked on, together with Alan's one pager, and some of the chair's summary, or I really like Paul's document because it gave this the history behind, and also explained the different organizations and their roles, That was very helpful, I think, for a lot of people who are very new to this. Even though they know what IANA is, I think they need to explain that. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Yeah, let me try to do it again to share it.
Okay. My house.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So what I think happened is Alan here is Bart took the one pager I did and took Paul's piece, and Bart put some stuff into, I'll call it Paul's piece, from the chair's summary, and he sent that to me this morning, and I took a look at it and I made some edits. I suggested dropping a couple of paragraphs, and one of the ones is the one that Bart had in the Adobe. And I suggest putting in a little more on the process going forward. So I just sent that piece to you, Lisa, and to Stefan and Bart. I don't know if I copied Christine. I'll have to look. So that, and it's done in track changes. So I don't think we have time to go through that line by line, but I agree with Bart, and I think it's where Lisa is that we should send the whole thing as a package. So that's where we are. So might I suggest that we have a look at the document that I sent out, and I can send it out to the broader community, but I'll take advice on that, but that's what I would suggest. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Here it is, and without the, and I'll, you can say, this is without the track changes, and it just shows the, let me say, Lisa, for your understanding, it follows the structure of Paul's original document.
Okay.
With say, what is added on top is Alan's one-page summary taken, and that's, so that's the starting point, and it's really the one-pager. Then we go into, say, the background side, so who is NTIA, what is the IANA, etc., that Paul prepared. And then is, and the other heading is, why is IANA stewardship transition and why now, etc., methodology a little bit, and then deliberations by the CWG stewardship. And I see, but we can update it, and what option is currently considered by the CWG, that's the bit that, say, is the co-chair's summary of the proposal, including the reference to the accountability group. So that's a more expanded version of the web, of the web, one-pager, and the next section would be further work. That's how it looks like. And say, without track changes, it would be 6 pages.
That sounds very good. Mm-hmm. I fully agree that it sounds like a very good package. So even though I haven't seen it in detail, it's okay.
Stefan here. I've just scrolled through the document, looking at the headlines at least, and it sounds looks reasonable for me as well. It is some basic, what is NTIA, what is the IANA, what does NTIA and IANA still do, who currently holds the contracts, and that's a very good thing to compare to today's situation as well. So taking away the drama of making too big a difference. Why IANA stewardship transition and why now? How to facilitate a process for transitioning the IANA oversight function, etc. So I think it looks like a very good idea to send this. What it doesn't say is what are our open issues, and I'm not sure if we should send that, or maybe if we should even mention it in the seminars. Please.
Stefan, that's probably something for the second part of the call. I think that what is important now is that because we have the webinars today, that you agree on a text that can be sent either later today, or you say that Alan and I will update this document, and that either Alan or I send it on and probably it needs to be me because I'm subscribed to all the lists, that I send it on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. So then I need to scroll through it then. Yeah.
I only have one comment. I have a comment for Alan's one-pager, which I think is very good. But I was just missing, I don't know if it's wise or not, but I was missing that we chose a model that keeps IANA within ICANN, but has a little separation. I know it's in there, but I think maybe it could be in the preamble instead of, so you say that this is the main structure, and then you go into...
Sure. Well, let me take a look at that. I think that's a good point. So I'll see how I can rework that. So I really want to keep it to one page, but I'll certainly give it a shot. Okay. So I may have to.
And if not, it's not a that big a deal. It was just I was missing it when I read it myself. So, and I know it's difficult when you want to make a one-pager. So.
Yeah, no, but and I think your point is something like there's a proposal, the key feature of which is that ICANN would remain responsible for the ANA functions or something like that. Just some central thought to make that
yes.
clear.
Yeah.
I take your point. And I'll see if I think I can work it in. I've got a couple of areas where I can maybe
yeah.
squeeze up a few spaces. Okay?
Perfect.
So just to complete this bit of the conversation, so Alan, will you, so I've shared it, Staffan, if you have any comments based on, say, the document that Alan shared with you, additional comments, please mm-hmm. add them. And say, Alan, that you do the final editing, etc. And yeah, if you want me, I can review it, but that you send it to me, say, in 1 or 2 hours, and then I'll send it to the lists on your behalf.
Sure, that's fine. So I have the Lisa thing. I think the font is a bit odd, so I will do that now, and I would ask you, Bart, to read it carefully. I need
yeah.
an editor. So I would ask you to do that, but and I'll just do Lisa's thing. I'll do a proof myself. I'll send
yeah.
it to those of us that are on this call this morning, and then you can send it out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we can send it out this evening as a reminder for everybody, as preparation. So then we got five, because I know there is. A real urgent need for say a very comprehensive small document. I saw it this morning again, and it was discussed at the council meeting last Thursday, and today I saw again a say call for such a document by Peter van Roster. So I think
yes.
this is very, very timely and very good.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Stefan here.
Yeah.
So may I just sum up? So Alan will contribute. If I have any addings to Alan's paper, I'll send it to you, right, Bart? And
To Alan.
And I will need to give some go for the six pages today. My renegade wife has left me alone with my kids, so I actually need to take a few hours to do this. I have to feed them, etc. first, before reading through this, because they will I will have a right on my hands otherwise. So if I could wait maybe 4 hours from now, is that possible or is it too late?
My guess is it will be very, very late. Because then you miss a lot of, yeah. And it's look at the bits that are new. Say the former parts, especially the introductory part, page 2.
Okay, so I'll scan it through now then, just after this call.
Staffan,
okay.
I'm arriving at my house in 15 minutes, and I'll have a look at it and send. If I have any comments, I'll send them within an hour. So
okay,
yeah.
Great. So will you send me this document, Bart, or did you already do it?
Alan, you just sent it, didn't you?
I mean the six pager.
Yeah.
Not Alan's. I've seen Alan's, but not the six pager on
That's
the screen.
That's the one.
Yeah. I just sent you the six pager. Wasn't confusing you. My one pager is now page 1 of the six pagers, so it's kind of 1 plus 5. So, and I just sent it to you, and I've just done Lisa's edit, suggested edit. It fits on the page, so I'm just going to do like 2 more minutes. I'm going to send it out to everybody. I have a meeting at 11. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So have a look at it. So, Alan, I think you're done with editing. So if you just send it to this small group or to the working group, So I'll include whatever you want unless there is grave objection from others. And if you do it in, say, 1 hour, then I can send it out around 7 p.m. my time this evening.
Okay.
Because then we still reach a lot of people. Does that make sense to everybody?
It does.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So then we go
for the next bit, the webinar preparation. First of all, I think, and that's what I'll do as well, I will send, Staffan, when would you be available for a prep call for the webinars? That's probably most important, tomorrow morning.
Our time?
Yeah.
I do have, I would be available from 7 UTC, and most of the day, since this is in the evening tomorrow, so
yeah.
One of them at least. I don't know if Paul want to take one of them or not, but
Paul will take tomorrow's. Paul will take tomorrow's call, tomorrow afternoon's call.
Aha, he will. Mm.
Yeah, and if you can take Wednesday morning's call.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what we need to do tomorrow is run through the slides and run through the presentation, and maybe link with this, and maybe my suggestion would be to devise one or two specific CCTLD cases to be included in say the presentation to show how it works from a CC perspective.
Okay, so there are already some basic slides presented. Is it the same from this Friday last?
My suggestion would be to make that, say, use the same, but then add some material, say, use the slides to present the proposal. That's one. But do a basic introduction, say, around this, around the document, and invite people to closely, even on this one, submit whatever they think, but at least have a look at it. And secondly, say, go through the slides. And fourthly or thirdly is explain on, say, what it means from a CC perspective. Because I think that is important for the CC community to understand what's going on. And you can either base it on the document, the document, or on the slides. So just run through it, say run through one or two scenarios, CCTLD scenarios. What will happen? What will happen, for example, in normal cases, what will change and will not change, what will remain the same? And secondly, say maybe in case of either the service levels aren't met in a specific case or something like this, how it could escalate and what would happen.
Okay, so the escalation parts are in themselves still quite controversial, but okay, let's go there.
Just to explain what is proposed and how important it is for a CC at least to have a look at it and how they are affected.
Okay.
And it shows again what's the good thing about it, and then I'll shut up, is it shows again, say, the interdependency between this work and the accountability work.
That's an important one. So my idea before this meeting was to take out, I think Friday's presentation was 9 or 10 pictures, and then we would maybe take out 4 or 5 of them, giving half an hour for specific, or half the time for specific CCTLD issues, but maybe we should take out even more pictures. I want to keep the structure picture that was made in last Friday, because that's a good one. So
my suggestion would be is that you use Friday's slide, but just skip the other ones. Skip the ones you can't use.
Yeah.
Because that's the easiest. There is a bit of consistency. People, you can refer back, and maybe we can add, make it two slides, one PowerPoint and one prepared by Explain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say you skip whatever you want. I will have time tomorrow to do whatever slides you want. Use those as a second presentation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So first half, Friday's presentation almost, or maybe first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's good. And then I do like the approach made by Peter as well, Peter van Roster, taking out a thematic walkthrough as well. So walk through the paper, the six pages paper is one issue. And then it's identifying central core components for the proposal in itself. And that is maybe the same paper. If I'll have time tomorrow, I'll try to do some delta as well. What is the difference? What is changing? So that would be interesting to know, but I'm not sure if I can extract it. So I would like to try to...
What do you mean by delta, Staffan?
Delta from today's situation, what is new, and additional to that, what is still under, what is still not resolved?
Staffan, it's Lisa. I think it's dangerous to dig into what's not resolved. For me, the details. Mm-hmm. If people ask, of course, we need to tell. But for me, it's important to have the headlines in the model. What are the escalation mechanisms, and what are the CFC is very important, and the review to focus on how to ensure that you have accountability that continues after the NTIA has left. So it's more to focus on what's been done, and then, of course, if people ask, fill in the holes.
Mm. Yeah, maybe I'm overburdening what will fit into 1 hour anyhow, so I might be a bit optimistic in that,
I think, Staffan, what you want, if people ask questions about this,
mm-hmm.
my advice would be to defer them to the public comment.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's a question for clarification or something, but in principle, defer them as much as possible, especially if they are very substantial, defer them to the public comment, because these questions are important for the CWG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you agree, Lisa?
Yes, I do. I wouldn't defer them to the public comment, but I would say it hasn't been solved, and then say if you have any if you have any concerns, please raise them during the public comment, if that's what you mean about deferring to the public comment.
You do not want, let me explain what I think is, you do not want a substantial discussion on this particular call. That's not the purpose of the webinar. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
That would actually be the default solution to say, please go into...
Unless there's a question of clarification, because, say, the document is richer than say, the presentation, but if there is unclarity around the proposal itself, then, say, it's a very good point, but please raise it for the full CWG.
Okay. Sure.
So Staffan, when would you be available tomorrow morning to do a call? And Alan, do you want to be present? But that will be difficult given the time difference.
I'll see. Actually, my wife's away, so I can get up. Well, this is a consideration. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But if I will just be monitoring anyway. I think you've got enough in front of you to try and get through that in an hour. And I think if you just use the diagrams and refer them to the document, I think you'll be doing well to get through that. So
yeah,
anyway,
we'll fill that hour anyhow. So
I'm going to try and get up and just listen in because I'm curious, but I'll definitely be on the one the next day.
Yeah, no, so just to be clear, Alan, tomorrow morning is a preparation call.
When is that? What time?
That's unclear, that's why I'm asking. The presentation itself, the webinar, will be late in the afternoon. And
okay.
Wednesday morning, that's when Paul presents. Wednesday morning is, I believe, at 8 UTC. Christina, any idea?
UTC. Did you want to say
something,
Christina?
Bart?
No,
the timing of the webinars, do you know them by heart?
Yeah, they're 5 p.m. UTC on the 28th, and on the 29th it's 6 a.m. UTC.
So, Stefan, you're at it at 8 a.m. Central European Time on Wednesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow afternoon, that was 1600 UTC, wasn't it, Christina?
No,
17 UTC, so 5
and
p.m.
And that's Paul Keynes. And my suggestion would be to have a preparation call tomorrow morning. So we can run through the slide. Paul, so you agree on the story to tell, and we do it a few hours in advance, so whatever needs to be prepared can be prepared.
Okay. So if Alan want to join the preparation call, right?
Yeah.
So what are you? Are you UTC minus 4 or something?
Yes. But I wouldn't make this turn around me. So let the presenters work out a time that works for them. And if I can join, I will. I don't see myself as critical to this, but I would like to. Particularly early in the morning, I have flexibility. So, you know, I'd be even something I could do 12 UPC. Is that too late for you? I could do 12 UTC.
No, 12 UTC is excellent for me. So if we say 12 UTC, you will have a fairly early morning, and we'll take it 1400 European time, right, Bart?
Yeah. I'll send a note to the full list and invite Paul separately, knowing he's using all these weird email addresses. So. And then we schedule it for noon UTC.
But, yeah. Bart, will that give you enough time to prepare slides for Paul's call?
It should be. It depends on how many slides he wants.
No. I was just curious. So,
It will not be the explained and beautiful pictures. It will be just a few slides to tell the story,
right.
and they're more as a reminder than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
noon. Yeah.
Okay.
Noon
then
UTC tomorrow then.
Yeah, and so noon UTC, and I will send a note, and we'll use the same phone numbers, etc., and the Adobe room, and I think. I run through my items. Anything else?
No.
Nope. Lisa?
No.
Nope. Stefan?
I'm fine, thank you.
Alan?
I'm fine, thank you, Bart.
Okay, thanks. I think this was again... So just to recap, Stefan, Lisa, if you could have a look at the document that Alan sent, the most recent one.
Yes, within the next hour.
Yeah, and get back to me, and I'll do whatever I say, unless there is contradiction in what you say, in the two of you. I'll include the amendments, and then I'll send out this document to the full lists. So the CCTLD world list, members list, and the community list, and CCNSO Council. So everybody has it in time, and it's also nice as a reminder. And I'll do that by 7 p.m. my time, so that's 5 p.m. UTC.
Yes.
Or before, yeah? And then tomorrow at noon, we're going to have a prep call for the webinar. And yes. Alan, you'll kindly invite everybody from this working group. But in principle, it's for Paul and Staffan to prepare for the webinar. Lisa, I know you can't make it, so...
Good, yeah. At least
you are aware. And we already discussed, say, the main items, and it's more about the detail. So I think I captured the action items and the summary. And that's it from my end as well.
Excellent.
Okay.
See you in the mail in a while then.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, everyone.
Yeah. Bye, Alan.
You too.